ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम 7943
नैव
उद्विजे परा दुरात्यया वैतरण्या नैव द्विजे पर दुरात्यय वैतरण्या त्वद्वीर्या गायन महाअमृत मग्नचित्त त्वद्वीर्य गायन महामृत मग्नचित्त शोचे तथा विमुखचेतसा इन्द्रियार्थं शोचे ततो विमुखचेतस इन्द्रियार्थं माया सुखाय वरं उद्वहतः विमूढान् माया सुखाय भरमुद्वहत विमूढान् नैव द्विजे पर दुरात्यय वैतरण्या त्वद्वीर्य गायन महामृत मग्नचित्त शोचे तत विमुख चेतस इन्द्रियार्थ माया सुखाय भरमुद्वहत विमूढा
Certainly.
Certainly.
Vijay. Disturbed or afraid of.
Para.
Oh, the supreme. Doratyaya.
Insurmountable.
Very difficult to cross over.
Vaitaranya.
From the river between the spiritual world and the material world. Known as Vaitarani. Vadvirya, your lordship's glories and activities. Gayanam, chanting or distributing. Mahamritam, the great ocean of nectarian spiritual bliss. Magnachittaha, my consciousness being absorbed in such activity. Shoche.
Shoche.
I am simply lamenting.
Tataha.
From your lordship. Vimukha
Chetasa.
The fools and rascals who are bereft of Krishna consciousness.
The fools and rascals who are bereft of Krishna consciousness.
Indriyartha.
Indriyartha.
For the matter of sense gratification.
Maya Sukhaya.
For the matter of temporary illusory happiness.
Bharam.
The false responsibility. And big arrangements. For maintaining family, society, and nation.
Udvahataha.
Foolish persons who are making big plans.
For this arrangement to go on.
Vimudhan.
Although all of them are nothing but fools and rascals.
I am thinking of them also. Translation. Oh, the best of great personalities. I am not at all afraid of this material existence, because wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in the thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making big plans for material happiness, who maintain family, society, and so-called love to country. I am simply concerned for them.
Naivat vije paradurat tayavaitaranya tadbir jagayana mahamitamagana sitya.
Sochi tata vimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya bharamud bhoto vimura. This is very important verse for the Vaishnava. Prahlad Maharaj says that I am lamenting. Sochi. I am very much agreed. Sochi means, I am very much lamenting. Why? Why you are lamenting? I have given you all protection, and your father was giving you so much trouble, and I am always after your protection. Why there is lamenting? Lamenting is not for myself. I am quite all right. I have taken shelter of your lotus feet, and I am engaged in glorifying your lordship activities, so I have no problem. I can sit down anywhere underneath the tree and chant Hare Krishna and read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad. I am quite happy. So I have no problem. Then, why Soche? Soche for these rascals who are making big plans to be happy in this material. This is Vaishnava. Vaishnava can tolerate all distresses. He is happy in every condition. He has no problem. He has no ambition except serving Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang ba jagadisha kamahe. So Vaishnava has no such ambition that I must have millions and millions of dollars to possess and must have a very good wife, na dhanang, and many followers. I shall become minister, leader, political. These ambitions are completely kicked out by the Vaishnava. They have no value. Antavattu halamute samatada bhavati albumi dhuta. Those who are after all these things, material, temporary happiness, albumi dhuta, Krishna says, they have no brain. But the whole world is after these things. So those who are after these things, that is the material world. Lab, puja, pratistha. Everyone is for some material profit. That is called lab. And puja. Puja means
He wants a position so that all others will come and worship him. Sir, you are so great, you are big minister, you are big president, you are this, that, kindly give me this favor, that favor. That is called puja. Everyone will come and worship me. And pratistha, and I will be so celebrated man, then even after my death, there will be a statue in the maidan and people will come to worship me. After death, where he is going to be a dog or cat, he doesn't mind. But his statue should be one. Such rascals. He does not know where he is going after this. Tathāde hāntara prāpti. He will have to change his body. So, as soon as he changes his body, he has to accept another body, but he keeps a memory of his body. A drunkard, a woman hunter, such a person, most sinful life in this, and what will help him by having a statue? But they are fools, vimuran, rustic. Maya sukhaya bharamutva, making big, big arrangements. That is material work. Everyone is. So the Vaishnava's duty is, that is Prahlad Maharaj's proposal, that personally I am no problem. I am begging your mercy for everyone, not for me. So I am quite sure, because you are assuring the māmi vajaprabhadhanti māyā mītāṁ sarantite. So I have no such māyā. I have fully surrendered to you. And you also promise, āṁ tvā sarva pāpibha mokkhasyāmi. So I am simply, fully surrendered to you. Then I am, as far as I know, I have done it. I shall continue it. So I have no problem. Therefore, Vaiṣṇava is worshipped as paradukha dukhi, manchakalpatarubhascha kripasindubhayevata patitanam bhavanevka vaishnavevka paradukha dukhi. That is Vaishnava's duty. Because they practically see that these rascals are engaged only in false activities which will not help them. They are planning this ism, that ism, that ism, that ism, simply wasting time. Because he knows, everyone knows, but Vaishnava understands, the non-Vaishnava does not understand. He's a fool. He's a fool, does not understand. When in the Bhagavad Gita it is said clearly, pakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa, everyone is under the control of the modes of material nature, satagun, rajagun, tamagun, and still this rascal is thinking that he is independent. Pratite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. And the so-called yogis and samis encouraging them, say, yes, you can go on doing all nonsense, pay me $35, I will give you mantra, and you will be perfect. This is going. So Prahlad Maharaj is lamenting for these rascals, the ordinary common man and their so-called rascal guidance. Because they cannot guide, they are misguided, because they do not believe in God. They themselves put themselves as God, although he is kicked by the laws of material nature. If there is pain on the tooth, he immediately goes to the doctor and he is gone. This is good. Prahlad Maharaj is lamenting for these rascals. Vimura. Vimura means, vi means viseshpurva, particular. And mura means rascal. Not only rascal, particularly rascal. So that is the problem for the Vaishnava. Therefore, following the footprints of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and before that, Prahlad Maharaj, Narad Muni, many, many acharyas. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself. He also he is thinking of this fallen soul. He has come again. First of all, he came as Krishna. Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. You rascal, you are creating so many plans. It will not help you. You just surrender unto me. He said, but still, we are so rascals, we could not take up the proposal of Krishna. So why shall I surrender? Krishna is also as good as I am. I am also a man. He is also a man. Abhijananti maga mura manasintasuma. These rascals, they are so rascals that Krishna, because Krishna comes to bestow his mercy as human being, they think that Krishna is like Parambhava-majānanta. The rascal means he does not understand what is Krishna, Parambhava. Manushānāṁ-sahasya-sukhaścīt-yata-tiśuddhaya. And these other rascals, they are declaring that Krishna is dead and God, now I am Krishna. So this is going on. So that is the problem. For Krishna consciousness movement, these are the problems. First of all, the public is also bimura rascal, and their so-called leaders, political, social, religious, and so on, so on, so on. So many leaders misguiding them. Andhā jathāndhai rupaniyamāna tepi satantra urudāmi bhagdhā. Everyone knows that I am completely under the stringent laws of material nature, and still they are making plans to become independent. This is their vimura, vimurata. This is their stupidity, They are saying, ahannahani lokani gacchanti jamamandiram si sastitam acchanti kimasajjamma kapparam. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj asked by Dharmaraj that what is the most wonderful thing in this world? He said, this is the most wonderful thing. What is that? Ahanyahani lokani gacchanti jam. Every moment people are dying. Lokani, every planet. Not that in this planet there is death, in other planets there is no death. No. Within this material world, every planet, either Brahma or the small insignificant ant, must die. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu prashna. Everyone has to die. There is no excuse. So, and still they are planning permanent settlement. This is their vimurata. So, Lord Maharaj, every Vaishnava who is actually following the parampara system of Vaishnava duty, they are anxious. Prahlad Maharaj says that soche tato vimukacheta. And why they are vimuran? Because vimukacheta. They don't like you. They don't care for you. I don't care for God. I don't accept Krishna. These vimuran. So, all the Vaishnavas, especially those who have taken the Krishna consciousness movement, Prahlad Maharaj will speak later on. Sir, I am not inclined at all to go alone to Vaikuntha. I must take them. Otherwise, I don't. Prahlad Maharaj is devotee. He can ask Krishna the power. Give me such power that along with me I shall take all of it. That is Vaishnava. You can do that. Vaishnava Thakur Tamar Kukur Valiya Jana. Therefore we have to become a dog to Vaishnava. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peche Keva. Without serving Vaishnava, nobody can do anything. Because he is so merciful. He can demand to Krishna, please on my sake, please excuse him. I will take it. So Krishna grants it. All right. He takes it. And Vaishnava is such. Therefore, we should be very much strictly followers of the Vaishnava principle. Vaishnava's only business is how to deliver this fallen soul. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared as a Vaishnava. The business is to deliver Mayamrita, Dvaitaya, Sitamandana Bhavat. He was born in a very nice Brahmin family, very beautiful body, everyone liked him. He, by his command, he could gather hundreds of thousands of people in one night to make civil disobedience movement. He was so popular when he was only 20 or 21 years old. And he had his beautiful wife, very affectionate mother, very good position in the society, and still he gave up everything. Why? That if I do not deliver this fallen soul entrapped in Maya, then
we'll do it. That is for this purpose Krishna comes,
for this purpose Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, the same purpose, as Prahlad Maharaj says, Suchi tato bhimaka chetasa bhimura. These rascals, they have forgotten you and making plan to be happy. So, everyone, Krishna also comes.
Jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati bhara. This is dharma saglani. When people forget God, that is dharma saglani. Just like when the people forget the government, do not care for the government, there is chaos. There is chaos. Similarly, when people forget God, Krishna, there is chaos. That is the position now, all over the world. Chaotic condition. Because they have purposefully avoided God. In your country, it is said, we trust in God. On the bills, it is stated that we trust in God. But ask any of the scientists, philosophers, president, what is that God? You trust in God, and what is that God? Can you explain? No. That means we trust in air, not in God. Nobody can explain. Such a big country, so many scientists, politicians, philosophers challenge the government that you write on the bills, currency notes, we trust in God. So what is that God? Ask anyone. Will they be able to answer? No. It is simply formality. Similarly, they have completely forgotten God all over the world. There is only little formality still. That also being, in your country, in Europe, so many churches are closed because they don't believe in God. Here also, I have seen in Nasik, so many temples, the dogs are passing stool and urine within the temple. Nobody goes. Because what that can be done? There are so many rascals that are making propaganda that why do you go to temple? Just see, here is a central place, it is inhabited by so many respectable persons, but they do not come to temple. Because there is regular propaganda. The God is everywhere, why do you go to the temple? God is not there in the temple? You can answer. God is everywhere except in the temple. Their propaganda is God is everywhere. Why do you go to the temple? But our answer is, if God is everywhere, why is not in the temple? You must be in the temple. But this rascal will make propaganda. Don't go to the temple. Of course, there are so many rascals. They came and gone. The temples are going. In India, by this propaganda that there is no God in temple, by this false propaganda, the temples are not closed. Still in Vrindavan you find 5,000 temples. You see Jagannath Puri temple, many thousands of people go there, Ranganath temple and so many other temples. So this India, this propaganda will not stay. They come and go, make propaganda, and go away. But temples remain, and it is worshipped. Now the temples are increasing all over here.
Instead of stopping people to go to the temple, the temples are increasing. For centuries past, there was no temple in Europe and America. Now there are hundreds and thousands of temples. So it will increase. You cannot stop Krishna's glories. You cannot stop Krishna's supremacy. That is not possible. Matta parataraṁ nānna tinti jasti dharanjaya. So that cannot be. Therefore, it is sure and certain that if you work very sincerely for Krishna to spread his message, the message of Bhagavad Gita, there cannot be any check. It is not possible. Ahuituki apratihata. Apratihata means it cannot be checked by any material condition. You go on with your duty sincerely, there will be no power to check your progress. That is Prahlad Maharaj. But endeavor must be there, as Prahlad Maharaj says. So we are followers of Mahajana Jina Gata Sapanta. Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajans. Out of the 12 Mahajans, they are also described. Who are Mahajans? Mahajana Jina Gata Sapanta. The indication is there. The question will be, who is Mahajan? So Mahajan means, that is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sambhu Narata Sambhu Kapila Kumaramanu Prahlad. The Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajans. So we are discussing Prahlad Maharaj's instruction and his character, his ability. This is Vaishnava. Bhagavat means the glories of the Lord, Bhagavad, and the glories of the devotee, both. There is no difference between Bhagavad and Bhagavad Bhakta. There is no difference. But that does not mean, like Mayavadi, that Bhagavad Bhakta is also God. No. That is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti. Bhakta Bhagavan, Bhagavad Bhakta, Vaishnava, he is equally good like God, Sakshad Haritrina Samastra Shastra. But he is so powerful, he is more than, sometimes he is more powerful than Bhagavan. Just like materially, if somebody sees that this Krishna consciousness movement, Hare Krishna movement, is now spread all over the world, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not do it. That does not mean that I am greater than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This does not mean. We are servants. Kintu prabhurja priya eva tasya. Bhagavan gives some work to be done by his devotee, to give the credit to him. This is Bhagavan. But the bhakta never takes the foolishness that he is Bhagavan or greater than Bhagavan. Nobody can be equal to Bhagavan. Nobody can be greater than Bhagavan. This is all foolishness. Prahlad Maharaj, bhakta, he is simply seeking the blessings of the Lord, how he can deliver this vimuna. Suchi tata vimukache tasa maya sukhaya. Indians, these men are so busy. You'll see in big cities, they are so busy. What is there? End of business. The end of business is maya sukhan. We'll discuss also later on. Janamaitanadi grihamedi sukham mitucham. This grihamedi, those who are so much attached to family life, and working so hard day and night. What is the attraction? The attraction is janamaithunadi, sex, nothing but. Prahlad Maharaj will discuss. So what is this happiness?
Sex.
You cannot enjoy it for a long time. And still for this momentary happiness, You are working so hard, forgetting your real business, how to realize God. Are they not Vimuran? Certainly, they are Vimuran. They do not know what is the interest of life. Prahlad Maharaj is thinking, but these rascals, they are not thinking how they are wasting their valuable time. Thank you very much.